A year ago, Washington voters opted to legalize recreational marijuana. As soon as this summer, pot stores will open for business all over the state. But there are some places where you will not be able to buy pot. For example, the cities of Kent and Auburn have placed moratoriums on cannabis retailers. It's also likely you will not be able to buy pot on Indian reservations. According to a UW survey conducted this summer, only the Puyallup tribe will allow possession of recreational marijuana. None of the 29 tribes who were surveyed currently allow production, sale, or use of cannabis. Now, that could change, but we wanted to hear more about this from Robert Anderson. Robert's a law professor and director of the Native American Law Center at the University of Washington, and he's also a member of the Minnesota Chippewa tribe. I asked Robert Anderson whether the state law would allow recreational pot sales on Indian reservations.
Well, state law, when it's regulatory in nature, doesn't apply to Indians or tribes on reservations. So that's rule number one. And then the question is, what about non-Indians who are present on non-Indian land within the reservation? And that becomes a little more complicated. Tribes do have the authority to regulate non-Indians under certain circumstances. There's a presumption against tribal authority, but that presumption doesn't apply if the regulation is necessary to protect the health, welfare, and economy of the tribe. And I'm certain that most tribes would argue that regulating drug use, even recreational drug use of marijuana, would be something that's important to the health and welfare of their communities and would assert jurisdiction.
So there are some concerns there that legal sale of recreational marijuana would be injurious to tribal members?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. You know, tribes have a long history of issues surrounding alcohol use. There are a series of federal Indian liquor laws that prohibit the consumption and sale of alcohol within Indian reservations without the permission of the tribe. And so the drug use is, I think, viewed by many tribes as a similar difficulty and problem.
And yet many tribes have low-cost liquor stores on their reservations.
And that's up to, that's a policy decision that they've decided to make. Some are dry, some are not.
When it comes down to taxation, one of the ways that reservations enjoy a benefit is that they can sell tobacco, they can sell gasoline, they can sell liquor without state taxes. So it costs less. And many people, including me, take advantage of that if we're going by a Native American reservation. And there are extremely high taxes on recreational marijuana as the system rolls in next year. Would the tribes be exempt from that taxation? Could they, if they chose to, be selling recreational marijuana without the high taxes?
If the tribe were the seller itself, and if the tax were on the seller instead of the purchaser, then that tax may not apply. With cigarettes, the state generally has authority to impose taxes on non-Indians who purchase on the reservation. But there's a good chance that many of these taxes would not apply at all if the tribes decided to go into production, growing marijuana and producing it on their own reservations. It would be like Indian gaming when it first came about. You know, no state regulatory authority whatsoever. And so it's slightly different, but there's a strong argument that, you know, the state wouldn't have any authority.
So should the tribes change their mind? There's probably a big economic upside to going into the marijuana business.
I'd be very surprised if some tribes weren't thinking about that now.
All but one of these tribes have banned the possession of marijuana on their tribal lands. When it comes to that, what happens if you possess on one of those tribal lands where it's not allowed?
Well, the tribe would have the authority to impose criminal punishments against its own members on the reservation. Tribes generally don't have criminal jurisdiction over non-Indians on their reservations, but they would have the authority to impose civil sanctions, which could include fines and other prohibitions like banning them from tribal lands and things of that nature.
Tell us how tribes are dealing with medical marijuana, which has been legal across the state for quite some time. And in some places like Seattle, there are a lot of legal medical marijuana clinics selling it. How's that work on reservations?
Well, the only place I've actually heard this come up is on the Tulalip Reservation, which does not allow medical use of marijuana and actually has convicted one of their tribal members for possession of medical marijuana, which is illegal under Tulalip law. And my understanding is that the tribal governing body is now having an internal discussion about whether that should continue to be the case or not. But that's the only instance that I've heard of from the tribes in Washington state.
Finally, as a Native person yourself, what are your thoughts on recreational pot now that it's legal in the state? and its use on native land. What do you think about it?
Well, I think that it's a difficult question for tribes who have historically struggled with problems related to poor economies and associated drug and alcohol abuse in the modern era. On the other hand, the studies seem to indicate that marijuana use is a pretty benign activity, and so I think it's going to come down to each community grappling with, what their policy is actually going to be. And you mentioned the fact that some tribes sell alcohol, others don't. And it's a tribe-by-tribe analysis.
That was Robert Anderson, law professor and director of the Native American Law Center at the University of Washington. You're listening to The Record. I'm Ross Reynolds.